From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The age of the perfect 6.0 is over. The International Skating Union Congress has approved a new system for scoring figure skating starting next year. Under the old system, judges gave a skater 2 scores, which could be as high as 6, one for technical merit and one for artistic expression. Subjective and scandal-ridden at the last Winter Olympics, that system has now been replaced by one that is intended to be more methodical and is certainly more complicated. William Thompson is an International Skating Union Championship judge for Canada and joins us from Kitchener, Ontario. Welcome to the program, Mr. Thompson.
Thank you.
And I wonder if you could first talk about the technical score, how that will be arrived at under the new system.
The International Skating Union has developed, along with coaches and other technical specialists, a range of marks for each element that a skater may perform.
So let's say a triple axel is included in a program.
Right. So a triple axel under the new system receives a base score of 7.5. If the skater does it extremely well, they could receive a bit of extra credit done on a sliding scale of +3 to -3. If they do it very poorly and fall down, it could receive a -3, which will bring that score down a bit.
Now the program component score, that replaces the old artistic merit.
That's right. That's now being broken down into 5 components: skating skills, transitions, performance execution, choreography, and interpretation.
So the score that a judge gives a skater for a particular program will be the composite of these different grades given for the different elements, as opposed to just saying, looks like a 5.6 to me.
That's precisely right. With this, each element is done at the time. You actually input it on the screen as soon as the athlete's completed the element, and that score is then set, and you move on to the next element.
When you see a skater's score under the new system, is it simply one big number?
There's a lot of data. It will show a global number for the program, so perhaps, 145 points. But then it also shows the breakdown for the individual elements, as well as what their scores were for each of the artistic component marks. So they get a lot of data.
You'd need HDTV to see the score in that case.
Yes.
Now we come to the question of how many judges there are. There can be as many as a dozen judges for an event.
Right.
But they don't all count.
That's right. The more judges you have, the harder it is for any one individual to manipulate a result. So they will be taking out the top 2 marks and the bottom 2 marks. So you're immediately getting rid of someone who, for example, simply promoted their own skater and gave them +3s all the way across on each element, regardless of performance.
Well, will we still see at the end of an event what the Finnish judge did as opposed to what the Belarusian judge did?
It will be anonymous for championship events and senior events. That's not to say the judges aren't accountable. They are going to be subject to an analysis, and if there is deviation from an acceptable range, they will still be subject to sanction by the International Skating Union.
Has this been overwhelmingly popular with the judges, or have there been some conservatives who don't want to change?
When it was first introduced, there were a lot of people who were very skeptical, but having used it, there were almost 100% converts to the new system. And then when the athletes in turn endorsed it, which I think has been almost 100%, the vast majority of the judging community realized it was for the best of the sport to move to the new system.
Mr. Thompson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Talking with us, William Thompson, who is an International Skating Union Championship judge for Canada. He spoke to us from his office in Kitchener, Ontario.